How's life, Nora?
Life is not that bad.
Yo, what's going on, man? How y'all living, man? How you feeling? Where's your spirits? I don't know. How you doing, man? I hope all is well. Hasn't been too long since my last episode, you know. Hopefully, I don't think so. I don't really know what inspired me to do an episode right now, man. I mean, it's 5:41 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. I'm fucked up, man. I'm drunk. I'm drunk as shit. For those who don't know or just tuning in, man, I live in North Carolina, and I work in Raleigh. And out in Raleigh, there's this bar. It's like an outside bar, but it's like also like four houses that's been transformed into like bars. And you can walk between these four houses, and like even in the back of these houses, it's like a whole nother bar. And there's couches outlined in this whole area, and this whole area is called Cornerstone. And I ain't gonna lie, man, I had some friends that used to go out there all the time. And you know, I have some friends that I work with that'd be like, you know, every weekend they'd be like, yeah, man, we going to Cornerstone, man. You know, we gonna get drunk, we gonna get hammered, blah 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 blah. And you know, I used to always be like, yeah, whatever, because you know, I've been there and done that. I've been to the club, been to the bars, you know, did all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And so it kind of get old to me, you know what I'm saying? You get hot, you're bumping up against people all the time. I mean, it was dope when you were single, because you know what I'm saying, you be bumping up against people, and females be like overly drunk and aggressive, so they'd be like bumping into you. And then, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden you just catch a twerk in the middle of the dance floor, because you know how that, you know, the ass to nuts ratio, and they be scooting past y'all, and you just feel some cheeks, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you catching some twerk and shit like that. It was good times back in the day. But now, when you're a married man and shit like that, things are different, bro. You be going out just to have a good time with your fellas and shit, and you ain't really got time for that. So it's not my scene, you know. Long story short, it ain't really my scene. So we had somebody at the job that was celebrating a birthday, and we decided that we was gonna pull up, you know, pop out. And so we all went out to Cornerstone, and for me it was an experience, because for one, I ain't never been anywhere in Raleigh outside of my motherfucking job, you know what I'm saying? I don't like niggas, you feel me? I ain't really social. So I was coming out here, you know, with a lot of people, a lot of cool folks, and man, I had a blast, bro. Like, I had like six Jack and Cokes, and she was heavy on that shit. It was pretty much Jack featuring Cokes, nigga. And that's what I should say. I had six Jack featuring Cokes, my nigga. And I am tore the fuck up. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't like lit to the point where like niggas, oh shit, that scared the fuck out of me. Niggas is like gonna throw up or anything like that. Like, I ain't that fucked up, I hope. But a nigga lit, man. You know, I ate, I put something on the stomach before I started drinking, so I don't know. Hopefully I feel a little bit better, but your boy is miserable. And I don't know, man. It was just, I had a blast, long story short. I had a fucking blast. I was like, damn, bro, this is pretty fucking dope. I gotta do this shit more often. Got to chill my homies, man. My homie was playing like, he was the perfect wingman. But not even for pulling females, bro, but for keeping people away from me. You know what I'm saying? Every female that kept looking at me, trying to give me the bomb a drink, kept talking to me, he'd run up and be like, hey, man, no, we just trying to have a good time. You know, he had me, he hold me down, bro. And I appreciate him. He's loyal. But, you know, like I said, I had a good time, man. I'm lit. I'm in my driveway now. I know y'all wondering, like, man, were you drinking and driving? Nah. I mean, yeah, I was, but and it's not good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and act like, yo, that was, you know, it was a smart thing to do, but, you know, I live an hour out, so I had to, you know, I have to do what I do, bro. I ain't spending the night in Raleigh, man. Fuck that. But, I drive bad when I'm drunk anyway. And I know what you're going to say. Like, everybody say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be that person. You know, you can't be that person. Because I ain't trying to be a statistic out here. You feel me? But, that is facts, though. I do drive a lot better when I'm drunk. And, nigga, I was on my way home. I'm talking 10 and 2, nigga. I won't blink. And, you know, I made it, nigga. But, like, when I was pre-gaming and shit, when I first got initially fucked up, you know, your boy was wise. I literally parked my car. I called a Lyft. And that's what took me to downtown Raleigh. I ain't drive out there. I wasn't about to deal with parking, pedestrians, all that kind of shit. You know, I just took a Lyft. I was already fucked up and shit. Took a Lyft back to my, you know, back to my car. And then from my car, jumped right on the highway, which is a straight shot, 32 miles to my spot. Boom. It was over. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a risk that I was willing to take. It wasn't nothing crazy, but it was a hell of a night. Hell of a night. And I had mentioned a Lyft earlier, bro. It was my first time doing a Lyft. I believe I've done an Uber before, believe it or not. I don't remember what the occasion was, but I remember actually, I just remember the interaction. And I remember having an app on my phone, but my boy was like, yo, download Lyft, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we downloaded the Lyft app, and, well, he already had the shit. So, you know, we called for the Lyft and shit. With the distance that we were going, the ride was going to be $8. You know what I'm saying? My man looks at me and goes, yo, for 15, you know what I'm saying, we could do the luxury. I'm like, Y'all, I know y'all can hear my hands clapping, bro. That's the emphasis, nigga. The luxury, nigga. You said that shit like this nigga was Rick Ross off this bitch. He's like, yo, for 15, my nigga, we, you know what I'm saying? We can ride in the luxury. I'm like, once again, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, in my mind, I'm like, yo, like, why am I stunting? You know what I'm saying? I already won. I already got the shorty, like, you know, even though she was at home with the babies and shit, I felt bad about it, but nah, I didn't. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I ain't trying. Like, what I'm gonna do luxury for? Like, who am I starting for? But your nigga did this shit, though. You know, we split that bitch. We did luxury. I'm expecting, you know what I'm saying? I'm expecting some dope shit to pull up. You know, it said luxury. I paid 15 opposed to 8. Nigga, tell me why, like, this Acura truck pulled up. Now, I ain't gonna lie. From the outside, bro, it just looked like this new 2019-ass car. It was like, oh, this shit just new. That's what it is. But when you stepped inside, nigga, had like this blue little hue. It was dope as a bitch, bro. And let me tell you about the driver, bro. While we were waiting on homie, you know what I'm saying, we get the text message that says, y'all hear my voice, bro? I'm fucked up, man. We get this text message that says, your driver may be hearing impaired or deaf, so make sure to use, you know, any sign language, you know, and make sure to think, you know, to say thank you or whatever. Something weird along those lines. Like, I ain't get the text message. My boy did. So, for some reason, bro, that didn't sit well with my nigga. He was like, come on, man. Deaf, man. Like, come on, bro. I'm like, why that matter, bro? Like, it's not like I'm about to hold a conversation with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. It don't matter to me. But he was like, nah, fuck that. And he calls the nigga. He was like, I'm going to call him. Sure. Sorry, y'all probably gonna get like a couple of them yawns, man. But he was like, yeah, let me call him, yo. Like, let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if this shit legit. So he calls on me, and homie answered the phone, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like everything was kosher. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, oh, that was probably just a flop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on. So homie pulls up out of nowhere, right? He pulls up, we hop in the whip. And immediately, I just started noticing something's different, bro. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. Something's off with this fella. You know what I'm saying? And my homie's talking to him like, you know, everything's normal. So, finally, I was like, you know what? You know, I'm a test this homie, because like he was saying shit, like his responses to like the things that we would say and like the questions that we asked him didn't really line up with the questions that we asked him or the things that we said. So it was just kind of weird. Like, and I'm gonna give you an example in a second, right? So finally I was like, you know what, when I finally got suspicious, I was like, you know, I'm gonna fucking say something. Like, I was already lit, so, you know, I don't give a fuck. You know, I was like, I'm gonna fucking do it. Like, so, I mean, you know, so I'm like, I was like, yo, bro, yo, man, we got a text message that said, you deaf, man, you deaf, bro? And I know y'all listen to me like, come on, bro, like, what the fuck, man? Once again, I'm drunk. I'm still drunk. That's probably why I'm telling you this. Y'all, I just jumped on this episode and told y'all a story. I even got all these side note commentary, like, statements and shit. Like, you know I'm fucking up. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all thinking like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, come on, man. I'm thinking the same thing a little bit. But I had to know. I'm like, yo, are you deaf, man? And homie was like, nah, I saw like the person emblem on my phone, and I put your name in the GPS. I mean, I put y'all's coordinates in the GPS, and it brought me here. Yeah, I'm sorry, it took me like 9 minutes. And I was like, damn, nothing to do with what I asked him. And I looked at my homie, and my homie was already looking at me like, oh damn, like my man don't understand what the fuck we talking. We're saying and shit. And so that's when I realized, like, oh, my nigga don't speak English. So I looked at his phone, because, you know, like, all them little Lyft and Uber drivers and shit be having a GPS, you know what I'm saying, sitting right there and shit. So I just happened to, like, look at his phone and shit. And the whole thing was in Japanese. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga don't know English. And I don't really know where I was going with this story, bro. I just kind of felt to share y'all, you know, to share it with you. But that was our lift ride. When I saw that, I was like, oh, damn. And, but he was cool peoples, man. The nigga was like 40-something. And he looked like he was in his mid-20s, bro. He looked like a college student. And I was like, you know, they say black don't crack, bro. I don't know, bro. If you Asian and you eat your vegetables, nigga, you gonna be all right in life. That nigga was 40-something. That nigga looked like, you know, he was 20-something. I'm dead ass. He looked young. And it shocked me almost, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That's all I got there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know, bore you with the Lyft driver. But, yeah, man, good environment, good time, good night. It was, just a good night, bro. And I wasn't supposed to stay out too late, you know what I'm saying? My wife told me don't be out too late. Nigga, it's fucking 5:53 now. I pulled up at, like, 4-something. I was scared to death. I was like, let me call my shorty before I even pull up just to see where her head's at and shit. Even though she did text me and say, you know, she's going to bed. But I remember her saying, like, don't get home too late, nigga. So, you know, I'm scared to death, bro. I pull up. I'm like, fuck, man. But I called her, you know, we chilling. You know, she chilling. I'm chilling. I'm like, bet. You know what I'm saying? I got to get y'all a wife like mine, bro. Because, like, I was scared. But she chilling. She cooling. That's rare. So, yeah, get you one like me, bro. Fuck that. I don't really know what else to report, man. I don't know. I'm looking at this phone right now. It's like we're going on, what, 14 minutes? 13, 40-something. It's like almost 14 minutes. Oh, man. What else I got, man? I don't know. I feel like I'm drunk, man. I feel low-key miserable, but not too miserable. Like, not nauseous miserable, but just, when is this drunk feeling gonna be over miserable? But at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, as I always like to state, life is not that bad. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It just doesn't matter, bro. If you allow yourself to keep on keeping on, you will get through it. And when you do, you'll understand that life keeps moving. The world keeps spinning. Things get hard. Every day there's some bullshit in your path to make life harder for you. But as long as you stay true to what you stand on, You know what I'm saying? Stand on what you believe in. Keep fighting. Don't lose your will. Don't lose your faith. Put that on everything. God got you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be all right. So life is not that bad, people. Life is really not that bad. I'm going to leave you with that only because I'm not really in the state to keep dragging this out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm fucked up. I ain't really going to, I feel bad, but I got to get y'all something. You know what I'm saying? I told you I'm trying to be consistent. But I love y'all. I appreciate those who listened to my last episode. I hope that entertained you a little bit. You know, like I said, I'm back, man. I'm trying to be back. But anyway, I love y'all. Till next time. Go.